Rediscovering socks. Or are achy feet a thing of the past? I always recommend that people new to hiking or jogging use thick woolen socks in a shoe that is size or two larger. The thick socks were originally meant to protect the foot, both from blisters and the rough insides of a shoe, as good shoes are really hard to find. But earlier this year, I wore down yet another pair of my lightweight gym shoes by dancing with dumbbells in my hands at the local gym, which is somewhat high-intensity training that is a mix of jogging, flexing, and lifting. And rather than spending more money on gym shoes, I put on my sporty, well-worn hiking shoes. They were heavy, but worked surprisingly well. Though eventually I got tired of how the thick socks would get wet and hot, and I was just about to get proper shoes, when I made a startling realization. My feet were not hurting from fatigue at all. And I mean, no pain whatsoever. No discomfort. It was the heat from the thick socks, or so I thought. It just somehow made sense that warming up an area of the body will lessen the local pain. However, just last week, during my yearly health checkup, my doctor mentioned the wraps that athletes have around their knees and elbows, explaining that they are thought to deplete chemicals that signal pain. This means that the overall scratchiness of a piece of fabric snugly, though not tightly, wrapped around the skin may mask fatigue pain. When you get over your initial workouts at the gym, all that initial discomfort you register simply goes away, just like that. You almost never notice it. But then, as you extend the duration of your workout, the pain of fatigue starts becoming a distraction. Given that exercising for long periods of time greatly benefits from workout, dance, or music trance, the distraction of fatigue is not optimal. Even though, I must add, you only feel that pain when you stop between the songs or at the end. To be clear, fatigue pain is what you feel after walking many miles somewhere. It is just this strange, dull annoyance with some minor sharpness here and there. And it goes away really quickly. Laying down will completely erase it just after a few hours. It is not a pain from actually getting hurt. It is just your body being curious about just what the heck do you think you're doing. But my doctor did not speak about warming up the area, but just slightly and not firmly compressing the area almost. So today, I performed an experiment. I tightened my socks by putting on two pairs, though not enough to feel hot. My fatigue and that minor midweek ache that I often feel disappeared. I danced for 3 hours non-stop, feeling like a little goat. While I suspect that this might have been the placebo effect, at the same time, the difference between yesterday and today was just so much that it almost seemed wrong and unusual. I'm going to set the placebo effect aside for the duration of winter and just focus on tighter socks, somewhat warming up the skin, and definitely more scratchiness. Perhaps even going as far as wearing socks inside out, or the soft side out and scratchy side in, to see what I may learn, to see if socks are actually a miracle invention. Maybe, originally, foot wraps and socks were only partly to account for imperfections in the shoe or cold weather, and mostly about fatigue pain management, as people used to walk long distances, certainly. If you are a gym nerd, or if you dance, or walk, or even stand all day, or maybe fight fires or criminals, or hike or jog, or train for Western States 100, and get achy feet, please join me. Join me in this strange winter experiment. Put on warmer, scratchier, and slightly tighter socks, and see if maybe they completely and almost instantly take all your aches away.